You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, how many of us have dreamed of becoming a writer? And if you've ever tried to write a book, you know it's pretty hard. Well, Steve Rattel has not only written a novel, his first crime novel, Dolphins of an Unjust Sea, is now available on Amazon or Kindle. Rattel is a seasoned journalist with more than 30 years in media. He is currently the assignment editor at ABC's KIVI television channel 6 right here in the Treasure Valley. And in full disclosure, Steve and I used to work together at KIVI. Steve is joining me in studio now to talk more about his life as well as his new book. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So in all the years you and I worked together, I have to tell you, I never knew that you wrote, except for news copy.
That's kind of my secret identity.
It kind of is. How did you get into writing? Is this something you've always done?
It's something I've always done.
Yeah.
I think my writing really took off like in the fifth grade, way back when.
Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I would write and draw comic books or graphic novels as they're called now. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. And then that just kind of transpired into, you know, I taught myself how to type, and that, you know, writing and illustrating comic books then transpired into writing short stories, and that transpired into writing longer pieces, and that transpired into writing screenplays. And so, yeah, I've always loved to write.
So did you get formal training at some point? Like, did you take more writing classes in high school or in college, or is this just kind of organic? Well, it's organically happened.
Yeah, but exactly. When I was in high school, I exhausted every single writing class. You know, I did American Lit and English Lit and journalism, and I was a feature editor in our school newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been in my DNA to write, and that's what transpired me and turned me into a career in journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Because initially I wanted to pursue a career in law enforcement, because a lot of the stories that I wrote were law enforcement based.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, growing up in the 70s, I was kind of a latchkey kid. So, you know, I liked to watch, you know, Dragnet and Police Story and Adam 12 and, you know, all of those crime shows of the 70s. And so as I wrote that, you know, that's what came out in my writing. And so I thought, yeah, it'd be interesting to pursue a career in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then along came something called Watergate. And so I started following that, and I became, you know, I followed Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, the two Washington Post reporters who uncovered the whole, yeah. And I thought, wow, that would be
a lot safer
than chasing bad guys over backyard fences and getting shot at.
I get that.
So that developed into my career in journalism, and obviously in journalism and broadcasting, you're dealing with a set of facts, and you want to present those set of facts in 30 seconds or 60 seconds or whatever, a shorter story that that appeals to the viewer or the audience. But I've always had on the back burner fiction writing. And as I mentioned, I've written a number of screenplays that I hope to market someday. But I took one of those screenplays and I thought, I wonder if this could be a good novel.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I took that and the backstory started writing itself. And so obviously the end result is my new novel.
Is the new novel.
Yeah.
So what do you think, are there similarities and differences between writing within the journalism profession versus sitting down and writing an actual novel? And I ask this because I think anyone who is a journalist, if they're honest with themselves, wants to write a book.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I think the similarities are you want to create a product or tell a story that appeals to the viewer or the reader or the viewing audience or the listening audience. So you have to write very concisely and you have to be very creative and your story has to move along. As opposed to some novels I've read that
they don't
the
move
spends,
along at
yeah,
all.
They spend pages talking about a bowl of fruit.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I thought, I don't have that attention span, you know, not only as far as writing, but as far as reading as well. So my story has to move along. So there's similarities there. Obviously, the big difference between writing for a news broadcast and writing a fiction novel is that, obviously, with fiction, you have a lot more freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at a character and say, okay, how would this character react? Or how can I surprise the viewer with a plot twist?
Mm.
Or, you know, you've got those freedoms and that flexibility there that you don't have in a journalism capacity where you're dealing with a particular set of facts and you have to stay within those parameters.
Right, because we have to give the facts.
Yeah,
we can't say, and hey, wait, there's more, right? I'm speaking with journalist and author Steve Bertel about his new crime novel, Dolphins of an Unjust Sea. Okay, so let's talk about the novel. First off, it's crime. And I know being in journalism, I mean, there is a lot of crime that you cover as a journalist. Anything based in an actual crime, or is this all complete?
Not really. It's total fiction. And I think one of my readers described it the best, because she said it's part crime novel, part love story, and part horror novel. Because it's a crime novel, because it's a police procedural.
Okay.
It follows a homicide investigation. It's a love story because it talks about the relationship between the two main characters and how that relationship dramatically impacts their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ultimately a horror story because it deals rather graphically with domestic abuse and child abuse. And I like to take it one step further and say that it's part a spiritual story as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because it deals with how your life is orchestrated, you know, because, you know, your life may be like, I don't know, random puzzle pieces, but they all kind of fit together.
Gotcha. Or how you fit it together.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
And it's, you know, if I wasn't here at this particular time, then maybe this wouldn't have happened or this wouldn't have happened, you know, in a good way.
In a good way,
yeah,
right, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's happened in my life. You know, we've been through, like, family crisis, and somebody shows up at our front door that is ultimately our guardian angel, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you look at how your life is being orchestrated and how forces, whether it be, you know, God or a guardian angel or, you know, whatever your belief is, right?
Yeah.
How your life is being orchestrated to put you ultimately in the right place at the right time to help somebody else.
And we can all think of times in our lives
where
that has happened.
Yeah.
So talk about the title. Where did the title come from?
It kind of developed out of writing the backstory.
Okay.
Because when you look at dolphins are very exuberant creatures.
Mm-hmm.
They're highly intelligent. They're, you know, creative. When you picture them jumping out of the ocean and turning around and diving back down, and you know, if they were human beings, they'd be the eternal optimist.
They would be, and they'd be smarter than all of us.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah,
and most of them are. But so, Dolphins of an Unjust Sea, where the title comes about, is when you have. And it's kind of symbolic, because when you have a person who's very optimistic and you surround them with injustice or an unjust environment, how do they survive? How do they cope with that? You know, and so it kind of gets into the psychological factor as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a chapter in the novel where the main character, who is a little girl at that time, is swimming. And her mother, you know, throws a quarter into the pool, and she dives down and gets it. And she says, Mom, everybody else, all the other mothers say that their children are a fish because they swim like a fish. You say I'm your dolphin. And she said, because dolphins are very beautiful creatures, and that's what you are.
Aww.
So.
That's great.
So that's how it kind of ties
how it ties into all
yeah.
of that. So the book itself, it's available on Amazon and Kindle.
It is.
Right now. And what's set for the future? Because like you said, you've written screenplays. You've won awards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I have to say, I'm amazed. I've known you as long as I have, and I never knew all of these things. You're quite mysterious, Steve. So what's next? Screenplays, another book?
Yeah, I want to develop more screenplays. Obviously, I like to see this develop into a movie as well, because it lends itself well to a movie or even a miniseries. And as you read the book, you'll see. And there's different sections in it that could be, you know, different episodes of a miniseries. And yeah, there's more novels, you know, in my head. So I'll never get away from fiction writing. As I said, I love writing screenplays because you write very concisely, and you know, the viewer and as a writer, you don't need the attention span of writing something in more detail.
I really appreciate you coming in today, Steve. My guest today has been Steve Bertel. His new crime novel, Dolphins of an Unjust Sea, it's available right now on Amazon or Kindle. Good to see you, Steve.
Okay, same here. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely.